Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Down's ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. I'm here with Dion Curry, my boo-boo baby. And I'm here with White Boy Chris. Ooh.
You know what? I get it.
I love you, Chris, because you remind me of the Unabomber.
He was right about some things.
Yeah, with that said, make sure you stay tuned after the music, because you about to hear a bomb-ass episode.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. Miss Pat spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty, but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? Is it real though? And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this is taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it.
So Jasmine just texted us and said, talk about the movie. And you said, what movie? And she said, the movie coming out Friday. Anybody else I knew had a movie coming out Friday? You just got so much going on.
Y'all make sure y'all go see me in, what is it called?
Let's just start over. We'll promote it right.
Don't tell mom the babysitter's dead.
Y'all make sure y'all go see me. Don't tell mama the babysitter dead. It is funny. I had a nice little role in that. They cut some of it out, but I was still happy. And guess what? It's only in movie theaters one day, and that's Friday, and I'm going. And let me tell you why, because it was supposed to just go straight to BET Plus. It did so well when they was testing it, so they decided to put it in the theaters for one day. So if y'all could just please help me out, even if you don't go see it, just go to your local theaters and buy the tickets.
Please.
Please, just buy 8 tickets, 12 tickets, 15 tickets. Buy
tickets. You got 18 tickets, movie? Money.
18 that's how movie many tickets. That's how many tickets. What was that Magical Negro movie sold? They already pulled it from the theaters. Did y'all see that? No.
What movie are you talking about?
What? That new all black movie with David Alan Greer, the Society of Magical Negroes or something like that. They already took it out the movie theater.
That quick? What happened?
They said it made, I think, 2.4 million total, and its budget was like 15.
Damn. Well,
they only gave it 3 weeks.
Do you want to see the trailer or a little bit of the trailer?
Yeah, I heard about it. I heard Gary Ann somebody she wasn't going to watch it.
She wasn't going to? Here's the trailer.
Welcome to the American Society of Magical Negroes.
Should have called it Nigga Potter.
I know you can feel their discomfort.
What was that?
But they should have called this Nigga Potter.
Darren. Watching you walk through a room full of white people was the most painful thing I've ever seen.
Excuse me. Sorry.
And I want to take you to a job interview.
There's a recruiting class starting right now, and we got to get you in it.
Welcome to the American Society of Magical Negroes.
So I don't really understand.
It's easier said. What's the most dangerous animal on the planet?
Shark.
White people, when they feel uncomfortable. White people feeling uncomfortable precedes a lot of bad stuff for us. That's why we fight white discomfort every day. Because the happier they are, the safer we are.
The name needs a little updating, maybe like magical black people, or I guess that doesn't have the same ring.
You ready?
Oh, wow.
Your first client is a Jason Munt. His morale is far too low.
Hey.
Hey.
Darn it. I was hoping there was a station right next to him.
Oh, is this one spoken for?
No.
Yeah, it's actually fun and weirdly relaxing. It's like being a secret agent with none of the danger.
Hey. I'm Lizzie.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
She's great.
Yeah, she's cool.
You kidding? Come on, man. She's smart and funny. And
I know what you were doing going on about her. You're trying to set us up.
No, that's not what I was doing.
You cannot have a relationship with Lizzie now, because if you don't put Jason first, everyone's magic will fail.
I've always felt like it's my job to make...
Let me ask a question. Is the premise of this movie that every white person needs a black person to be friends with them so the white person is happy?
I don't know what
Am I getting that right?
So prejudiced.
Okay, hold on.
Make white people feel comfortable, and here it literally is. But maybe it shouldn't be.
I got a great plan to ask her out, but I'm gonna need your help.
Do you think you can, like, work your magic?
Hey, is he talking about me?
Hey.
Oh my, wait, are you?
You're listening, the black guy is stealing the white guy's girl, and that's making the white guy uncomfortable, so...
And that's unraveling all the magic of black people.
Say that again, Dion, just so we're clear.
This movie is ridiculous.
Someone defied the society. Who was it?
If you didn't let her go like I told you, if you interfere with her or your client, you could have your memory erased. You won't even remember she existed.
Even though we might never see each other again, I need you to know that what we had was real.
I'm curious to see how you're going to make it out of all this.
I'm just saying, finally, a black movie I can take my dad to.
You would have been able to.
David Alan Greer's, like, pretty progressive on a lot of things, and so it's surprising that he... There's got to be some message not in the trailer that's...
No, that's exactly what the movie's about and why it did not do well.
What?
Very prejudiced.
Oh, it's a terrible premise for a movie.
Is it supposed to be satire, maybe, without a...
No, it's not satire. It was what them niggas were thinking. I hate movie. I hate black movies when you try to hit white people on the head with what's going on. They know what's going on.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna send a message... To me, send it where it makes sense. You're just saying, all white people are uncomfortable. That's not true. That's just Chris, maybe. All white people are not uncomfortable.
I'm not uncomfortable.
But black people, we're uncomfortable around people, too.
Yeah.
So why do you do it from both sides?
It's like the climate change movie where it's just like, there's no... I don't know. That's why the Miss Pat show.
If I'm going to send a message, I like to send a message to both, to everybody, because everybody's fucked up. You just can't say, oh, only white people feel uncomfortable. Hell, I've been in a motherfucking fucking brown Korean people and I was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's not the premise of the movie. The premise of the movie is, does he give up his girlfriend for the comfort of white people? They turned it into a love story.
But that's not
this nigga got a job protecting white fragility and a woman fucked it up.
So it's misogynistic too. Yeah, it's never like a good movie. If you're trying to make fun of the people whose mind you're trying to change, it's not going to work.
It will work. Because we made white people slave on the fourth season of the Miss Pat show. We did it right.
No, but the thing about the Miss Pat show, what I was going to say is everybody can see themselves in the humanness of the characters, so it works.
If you're going to throw out a teaching message, I think everybody needs to be able to learn from that message. You just don't hit one race of people across the head. If there's a teachable moment, you want to say something to white people, you should say it to whoever else in there and whoever else. And you get everybody in the bowl and say, hey, y'all, we all fucked up, but we got to live together so we can do this together. That's how I feel. I don't like a movie when they just pick out you saying all white people are comfortable. Because I met a white boy last night at the club. You'd have thought he was a nigga. This boy had been shot. He trafficked cocaine and hands his license. If I closed my eyes, I'd have thought I was talking to somebody black.
Where'd you meet this motherfucker at?
He was actually security for the club.
Yeah, that was about right.
And mama smoked crack, heroin, amphetamine. I'm like, how the fuck is your mama still breathing?
Those are his kids' names, too. Heroin, amphetamine.
That sounds like a kick-ass band. Hey, we finna go see heroin, amphetamine.
Yeah.
Is this based on a play or a movie of some, like, I think I've heard the term before.
Well, on the lighter side.
Can you Google it? I don't want to put that in my search terms.
Yeah, y'all can catch me in, what is it? Who told Mama the babysitter dead?
Don't tell mama the babysitter dead.
We ain't talking about nobody. We just got some badass kids out the chain, and it's fucking good. So make sure Friday, y'all go and get a ticket to see me on the big screen. Don't tell Mama the babysitter dead. One day only, y'all. Please go see the movie. I'm going to see the fucking movie. Dion and Chris, I hope y'all go see it too. It's got to be nice to see y'all friend up there on a screen that she can fit.
Can I see it in IMAX? How was Disney World?
Oh my God. So Disney was so fucking good. We didn't go to Disney. Stop saying Disney. We went to Universal. We went to Disney Cove. Let me say something to you guys. And we did VIP at every park. Disney Cove, I had never heard of it. I was laying in the bed one night on TikTok, and Disney Cove popped up. Disney Cove is a park that Disney World used to own, but got rid of it, and SeaWorld got it, so you can go swimming with the dolphins, swimming with the sharks, swimming with the stingrays, and it's a warm pool. It's all you can eat, all you can drink all day long.
Or as Junebug put it on Instagram, Mama's got us out here doing dumb shit. And then the next slide was him, you, or somebody kissing a dolphin.
He said white shit. Oh. But you know what? Most of them in my group had never swum with dolphins before. And it was really nice. The kids enjoyed it. When I tell you, we had so much fucking fun. Oh, wow. We had so much fucking fun at Disney Cove. Oh, y'all, if y'all get a chance, go to Disney Cove. It's a little expensive. It's about $300 a person, $500 a person, or $600 a person if you do VIP. But we had a fucking blast. Then the next day, because Stan Chan went with us. I had it all mapped out.
He's a comedian, so, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The next day we goes to Epcot. Stan go to Epcot with us. We VIP. I didn't like the VIP. I will say this to you guys. Do not waste your money. If you can afford VIP, do not waste it on Epcot. It's boring. It's for old people who like to sniff flowers. Matter of fact, for old white people who like to sniff flowers.
Wasn't it supposed to be Tomorrowland, the world of the future? And like in 1960, it was futuristic, but now it's like weird.
I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's boring. They got that one galaxy ride that everybody liked. It sucked ass. The VIP people pissed me the fuck off because
what'd they do?
Well, at Epcot, you don't get to jump the line like you do at Universal. So we just went through the fast lane. So I'm like, why do I have you niggas here? I pay $850 an hour. We pay $850 an hour to have you motherfuckers just walk with us in the park. And we had four guys.
And they didn't fast pass you nowhere?
Fast pass, that was it. I didn't need that. We could have just bought a fast pass. The park wasn't crowded.
What is a VIP supposed to normally do? What would you get in other places?
I only did VIP at Universal before I got over to... I'm sorry, y'all. I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning. But VIP usually at Universal, you skip the line. That's what you do. You fucking skip the line. You don't gotcha. Wait. And so it was 40 of us.
I'd be so pissed off. 40 people.
That's where racism starts.
Oh, I'd buy a Confederate flag. I swear to God.
These rich niggas got money.
I've been in here for 2 hours of this five-year-old.
So the people who had never done VIP before, they got a kick out of it. We walking through the line. We all got on our shirts, a Universal shirt, Epcot shirt. I ain't going to lie to white people like, where did all these niggas come from? And they kept their eyes on us all the way through every 41 of us. I felt bad.
They were trying to figure out which one is the basketball player.
White privilege. So then I started walking. I heard somebody say, I think that's Miss Pat. I think that's Miss Pat. And one guy was like, hey, Miss Pat, towards the end. But it was Universal was so good. We ate so much. I gained 6 pounds. Oh, my God. It was wonderful, y'all. If you can afford a VIP pass at And it's not a skip the line pass. It's a VIP. They feed you breakfast, lunch, and so it's 40 of us, right? And I looked around. I brought 40 black people and one white woman. And one is, what is he, Chinese?
Asian.
Because when I saw the photo, I yelled, yes, we got one.
And so I've always bragged about how much I love Disney. So Stan was like, do you mind if I come with your family? I'm like, hell no, you family too. And he fit it right in. And he was like, I organize all my own trips. I get the travel agent. I book the tickets. I organize it. I tell her what I want. We all got up in the morning at 6 o'clock, be downstairs at 7 o'clock. You get on this bus, take all of us to the park. We're going to eat at this time. We're going to do this at this time. It was fun. It was fun. That drink around the world is some bullshit. Courtland's wife liked to drink. So she said on TikTok, it said start in Mexico. I said, but no, I think they said start in Canada because they got the light shit. No, start in Mexico. I took a sip of that shit. I said, I quit. I started in Norway. What is it?
Norway.
Norway. I started over there. And they gave me this cute little apple beer. It was pretty fucking good. But then I went to Mexico and it was over.
You had a cartel beer and you couldn't handle it? What was it?
It was supposed to be like a strawberry daiquiri. But I swear it had to be that much liquor in it. I took a sip. I was like, nah, I ain't gonna do that. No. And Eric got on one ride over at Universal. He said he couldn't breathe. He said he had to turn gay so he could scream. So he started screaming.
Do that again. Stop picking it up on Zoom.
He had to turn gay so he could scream. But it was so much fun.
What was the reason he had to turn gay to scream?
Garrett, what was that ride your dad was on, Juba? He was on some crazy ass ride. And it was so fucking crazy that Kiera only rode it once. Courtland and everybody else got back on that motherfucker. I got on a baby. Oh, Garden of the Galaxy over at Epcot. He was like, nah, fuck y'all on that one.
You're not a roller coaster person, are you?
No, he said, I think that's the ride where they go in and then the whole car turn and then it dropped. He said that was some bullshit. Gary, what was the name of that ride that made you turn gay? Eric, what was the name of that ride that make you scream gay? Go on and call another galaxy. It would make you come out. But it was so much fun. It was. And I wish I had invited your family, but you know, I didn't. I'm sorry. But
That's
it okay. was so much fun.
Next year.
Next year, we're going to Dubai.
I'm out. I'll go to Dubai.
Yeah, you should come go to Dubai.
I'll leave them here. They can stay home. I don't know about taking my one-year-old to Dubai. I don't know. Yeah, he's just too light-skinned to go to Dubai. He can't handle that.
What do you mean? He's white.
He spent 4 minutes out in the sun yesterday watching the eclipse, and he got burned.
That's because y'all had him watching some bullshit.
Are you kidding? Dion, did you watch the eclipse?
It was dope as fuck. It was, I don't know what she talking about.
Unbelievable.
I didn't watch that shit.
Because you were in Atlanta and you had 80%.
It does not come every 4 years. It's come every 40 years. 20 or 40.
Yeah, the next one's in 20 years in Arkansas.
20 years in Arkansas. He said you had one in high school.
Yeah, there was one in 2017.
Mm-hmm. 2017? What was it at?
Tennessee, Texas. This, it was literally like an hour and a half after dusk, the lights just went out all of a sudden. And then when the moon moved out of the way and there was a tiny sliver of light, the lights flicked back on. And it was just incredible. And everybody stopped talking and just stared up at it. If you were
people in our neighborhood were lighting off fireworks. It was so stupid.
Oh, that's so annoying.
It was just so rednecky.
Just take a minute to appreciate nature and shut up.
So why did the moon cross the sun?
The moon is between us and the sun. The moon and the earth are the exact right size and distance for the moon to completely cover and create a total eclipse. So
that almost feels like when the moon crosses the sun, the moon is getting evicted, so he moves to the other side of town. Because for years he's been on this side, and he got to go over here. So the moon got evicted. So now you're back on the east side. That sounds like an eviction to me. Years. Yeah. His motherfucking mind.
But so you weren't outside at all. I know you guys only had like 80% coverage, but did you notice it at all yesterday down there?
I saw it get dark. I didn't look up. I didn't do the Donald Trump. Hey guys, I'm grown. I got more shit to do than an eclipse. I'm 40 years old. I've seen a few eclipses.
You're 52.
Hold on.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. If you're constantly giving to others and neglecting yourself, it may seem like the right thing to do, but it's going to wear you out. Online therapy through BetterHelp can teach you how to make yourself a priority. You'll learn positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, and how to be the best version of yourself. Whatever you're going through, BetterHelp is there for you. BetterHelp is 100% online and suited to your schedule. All you got to do is just fill out a quick questionnaire to get you matched with a licensed therapist, and you'll be on your way. You can even switch therapy at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. All you got to do is visit BetterHelp.com/thepatdown today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thepatdown. Give online therapy a try at www.BetterHelp.com/thepatdown. Get on your way to being your best self.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
That was scary. That was like Mr. T.
What can I help you with? You call them out of property on Hawthorne Drive?
That is correct.
Okay, the only thing I'm selling is pussy. You want to buy some pussy? $235,000 a pound, it'll be. You like it wet and dry.
How much was it a pound?
$235,000
a pound. That's
you want it wet or dry? It's not wings.
Bidenflation pricing. Under Trump, I got my pussy for 138 pounds.
Can I get my wet on the side, please?
That's great.
I get tired of calling me. What I was gonna ask you guys. So what do you think about the whole presidential thing? It looked like our president gonna croak over before the debate.
I'm actually really worried about him. Cause he's like in the last year slowed down a lot. And Kamala Harris just does not speak, like when she gives speeches, it's like she laughs at inappropriate times. It's very odd.
Don't do that. Don't do that when that white boy Trump.
Nope. Go watch a Kamala Harris speech and tell me that you want to vote for her.
You go watch a motherfucking Donald Trump.
I would never vote for Donald Trump because he's a moron Donald too.
His motherfucker said, Big Bird killed Lincoln.
I'm telling you, it's the same energy.
No, it's not.
Go watch Kamala Harris' speech and get back to me.
The same energy as Donald Trump. Now, she might laugh at some bullshit, but no. And I'm not even a Kamala Harris fucking fan, but you're not even going to put that in that. You're not even going to put them two in this.
You did it, not me. I didn't say anything about comparing the two.
Have you seen our president? You brought up Kamala.
I'm saying if he dies, Democrats are in trouble. Republicans are in trouble.
What happened to Kennedy?
I was gonna say they both did. They just don't know it yet.
Yeah. Robert Kennedy Jr. apparently wants to seek the Libertarian nomination, which I could not hate more.
What happened to him for president? What happened to him? He was supposed to be running for president.
He still is.
Is he running independent or is he still trying to do the Democratic?
No, he dropped out of the Democratic race, tried to get ballot access as an independent. It's hard. So he's running it as a Libertarian, allegedly.
He's trying to take votes from Biden.
He takes more votes from Trump, actually, because of the vaccine stuff.
It's going to be interesting. I know.
I wish they all could lose. That would be wonderful.
Oh, yes. That would be wonderful.
No, that's how it's going to work. We're all going to lose.
We've already lost.
Yeah, there's no upside here.
Let me ask you something. If I think Trump is only running because he want to clear himself. He going to clear himself of all his charges. And I don't think his kids going to let him endure. I don't think we're going to have a first wife anymore because she's not coming back.
She redid the prenup to guarantee that she didn't have to do any of that.
Yeah, so we ain't going to have no first lady. Who going to tend to the garden?
Ivanka's not involved. She's not involved.
His daughter, his son, his cocaine head ass son ain't gonna be able to do nothing. We're gonna look up and Valapool, whatever his name is, gonna be in the White House eating.
Who? You mean Vivek?
Hmm?
Vivek?
Valapool. What's his name, baby? Vladimir.
Vladimir Putin?
Yeah, Putin.
Okay. Oh, you're calling him a Russian plant. Okay. All right. Now I get it.
The kids told me, thank you, Honda. I don't know what we're going to do. Democrats and Republicans, we need to come together and pray, because you got one, you got a fat senile, and then you got a tiptoe senile. You know that I'd be tiptoeing everywhere?
He really does.
He can't be falling down every day.
He has like weighted shoes. They put weighted shoes on him.
I do know everything.
You didn't see that? He's got these wide, the bottom of the shoes, they look like Brooks, but wider, and they're weighted to keep that. So apparently like older people wear them so they don't fall. I'm not mad at him for falling down. He's 88. I just don't want him to be president. Know.
Trump is 77, Biden's 81.
Man, they went to school together.
I can't find it, but yeah. Joe has on special sneakers. Trump was shuffling too. You remember when Trump was president, went down that ramp real slow and weird?
Because he got a belly, so that shit have tipped over on him. I think they should put Biden and Trump together and script them butt ass naked, and we vote for the one that look good.
Man, I think Joe Biden's gonna look better naked. What do you think, Dion?
I would give up my vote forever if that. I would never vote again.
You imagine
that's how we started voting.
Trump has that big ass.
Can you imagine what Trump would say if he saw Biden dick? Why your dick so little, Biden?
Even if his hog was bigger than Trump's, he'd be like, "It's so small, tiny."
That's exactly what he'll tell them. It's going to be an interesting year for both sides, Democrats and Republicans. So we got to stay prayed up, guys, because I don't know if we're safe on either side.
You're not at all. Why would you think that?
I never thought that. Actually, I never thought that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote for Biden. And I'm never scared to tell anybody. Too many people before me died for this right. Too many of my ancestors. I'm just being honest. Black people got their ass beat and fought for us to have the shit that we have today. And some people are trying to take that shit back. So there's no way I wouldn't stand out and not vote. Because every time I'm voting, hopefully I'm healing a knot some white people put on one of my ancestors.
From Georgia, so that could literally be true.
Nigga, you gonna be voting for the rest of your life trying to heal them knots.
So should you.
Trump's just the greatest con man ever, because he passes all these stimulus bills. He shuts down the economy. He basically wrecks the entire economy. Loses. Biden gets all the blame for it. And then just spends 4 years going, "Can you believe this guy? Look how he messed everything up. You got to put me back in. I'll fix it all." It's like, you were the one who ruined it to begin with. What? How did we all forget this? Anthony Fauci's terrible. You hired him. He was there. You put him on stage.
I have to say thank you. I don't know who gave me this book, but a fan gave me this.
Is it the photo book with the collection of all the Instagrams?
From Kennesaw, Georgia.
Yeah. So this is the group chat. There's a group chat of content creators that have all kinds of... I'll find some of the accounts, but they put together this book.
I want to thank you. So, and I get a lot of things because I have a P.O. box. But even with the Chick-fil-A card you put on the front, I just want to say thank you. Because you guys really, I know you guys are fans, but a lot of you feel like family member to me. Take out the time to put this book together for me. It's just, it's beautiful. And the introduction says, "Dear Miss Pat, we just wanted to gift you with this book as an act of love and support. May this year be even more amazing than the last, bringing you joy, success, and a wonderful memories. You are literally a legend on earth. And even though you don't want any more family members, it's too late because you already an auntie of us, LOL, 52 and where? As the years go by, you only get more beautiful and you look more youthful. Happy birthday. Thank you so very much to everybody that was involved in getting me this book. This is just beautiful.
Yeah, it's people like Southern Alley and We Love Miss Pat, all things Miss Pat. If you just look up Miss Pat on misspat.fans, if you go to Instagram and just type in Miss Pat, you'll find all kinds of fan accounts that post all kinds of clips.
These are the fan accounts that did this.
So I think every one of them took a page and wrote a note of appreciation to you along with their favorite pictures of you. And so the at handle.
Miss Pat from at Love Miss Pat. Oh, this is just beautiful.
That group chat where I would comment and then you'd call me and yell at me and tell me to stop saying things. It's that group chat.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah, with Norman Lear and Bob Saget.
From at EDenise42, I see her all the time. Babyface K. Oh, this is just beautiful. Now, I love this picture.
Yeah, so they all selected their favorite picture of you and sent it in. They also did a bunch of videos on your birthday. They like collected people saying happy birthday. And
I saw that.
Yeah.
See, what is it? AMT Jawan 5. Oh, this is just beautiful.
Isn't like 30 of them contributed to the book? It's a lot of people, right? Because it looked thick.
Miss Pat. This is, look at this.
Yeah, it's like pictures.
Wow.
Pictures of her as a little girl.
It's crazy when you get a real background, how good you look, huh? Those bullshit school pictures we take in front of those generic backgrounds always make us look like trash. But then you in the next picture with a real background on the red carpet looking fly as hell.
I look great with lasers behind me. I don't know what you're talking about. Are all yours lasers? Dion, you should post pictures of you as a kid. I've never seen little pictures of like little Dion.
I think her name
LaSalle. Yeah, there's a reason why I don't post pictures of myself as a kid.
Were you ugly?
You missed it, nigga.
Silly. You missed it.
I'm grown now. Look at me now.
So it says from credit of LaSalle, LaSalle, and Shay. If the world was against you, then they would be against us too, because we're fighting them off with you. This book was dedicated to you, Auntie Pat, from the newborn crack babies. And we call ourselves newborn because we are 18 and under, laugh out loud, Gen Z. Always, we just wanted to wish you a happy birthday and 52 more to come. All things Miss Pat and love Miss Pat.
Yeah, so I don't know if you know the fan Destiny. She's a good dancer. Yeah, she's 24. And she's the second oldest person in this group chat. She's always like, you kids need to get your stuff together. Because it's amazing how many like young fans, like teenage fans that follow your career and speak to you.
I was just talking to some producers and we was talking about, we did a survey on the Miss Pat show. But I did some research on the Miss Pat show and found out that a lot of young people watches the show. And they watch the Miss Pat too. And you really don't get young people watching judge shows, but they say they just love me because they feel like I can relate to every case that come through that door.
That's awesome.
I'm not dropping education shit, but it's just the fan base is just, it's from 0 to 100.
It is crazy. I'm telling you, I've never seen a TV show that has this wide of a fan base, cross demographics, races, colors, creeds, mixed, like ages.
I was in Naples, Florida last night, this weekend. And people was talking about the show, and it wasn't just black people. It was people that live in Naples. It was people that live in Fort Myers. It was people that live in Miami. It just a wide range of people and what they look like, and to sit there and enjoy me.
Yeah.
And I'm just, every day I'm just so grateful and thankful.
They're showing Miss Pat Settles It again. I was flipping through the channels and saw me on TV. It was really weird. It's on BET again.
It's on it. And, We was on vacation and it was on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it comes on. So I'm just thankful. Thank you for the beauty. And, you know, this is, don't ever try to buy me a person. And again, I apologize for that bitch taking y'all money. But this stuff right here is just so hard. I'm going to put this in my office as soon as I move in. Or I'm going to put this in my podcast house. And I'm just grateful. This is so heartwarming for you guys. I can't wait to read all these messages. I don't feel like reading out loud because I don't want her to have to do all that editing. I am so fucking thankful, and I am 52 years old, and I'm just blessed. I'm smiling every day. You guys have stuck with us so much. I was just thinking about this podcast. What are we going into, 4 years now?
No, we're past our fifth anniversary.
We're past our fifth anniversary, and even when we had to do it like this, and we're still, y'all are so patient and waiting for me to get this podcast house, and I just ordered the stuff, and I got somebody who's setting it up in about a week or so. Y'all are just great. I thank y'all each and every day, honestly. But I was just looking today. Thank y'all for sticking with the Patreon, and thank y'all for when I'm able to give you extra material again, I promise you I will. If I wish I could share half of the shit I'm in the middle of. Like now I gotta go read two scripts. I hate fucking reading. I fucking hate reading.
You're getting.
But once you get me started, who is that? Who is that? Oh. Fucked up my motherfucking thing I was saying. All that sweet shit I was saying.
You're saying that you hate reading.
I didn't say I hate you.
You said you hate reading, I mean.
Oh, yeah, I hate reading.
But thank you for telling me you love me. I appreciate it.
Oh, I do. You family, Chris. You family.
I love you too.
And y'all should come and go to Dubai with me.
Dion, do you want to go to Dubai?
Come on, Dion. You don't do shit.
You should go to Dubai. You got.
Listen, I've been trying to get you to live since I met you. You got to get.
I live all the time. I don't know what you're talking about. I just don't like doing the things you. I don't like Disney. I think it's creepy for my 40-year-old single ass to be at Disney.
He's got a point.
Fast passing with white people who don't hate niggas now.
But we're going to Dubai.
Okay, ain't nothing in Dubai for me.
You gotta.
I can't afford a ticket to buy. I can't afford anything to eat in Dubai.
Can I say this to you?
Mm-hmm.
Stop saying what you can't do, and I tell you that all the time. When you say what you can't do,
I could put the money and energy towards affording to go to Dubai. You're right.
Can I say this?
Go ahead.
I know you probably think I just go and buy a trip to Dubai. No. All of my friends have different pockets. So what I do is I make sure I bring all of our pockets to the same level. We pay monthly installments. And no, nobody knows who pays their trips off early because the money don't go to me. It goes to the damn agent. It goes to the travel agent who books the trip. So stop saying what you can't do.
No, I don't want to go. I don't want to spend the money on Dubai.
I'm just live a little bit. I mean,
I do. I live right here at home.
So you live right there.
When you get to Dubai, what are you going to do in Dubai?
Piss off a camel.
Are you going to piss on a camel? Is that what you're doing?
Let me say this. So my plans are: we had an all-inclusive resort. We're going to stay at the Atlantics. And I'm going to set up some excursions. One of them is that car on the water, a camel ride, gliding, hanging for the people that's not too fat.
like that Kim Jong-un man?
The red dresses. I have a lot of stuff. I want to go see the biggest mall in the world they have. And you just relax. And think about this, Dion. I've known you for over 15 years, and you've never really taken a vacation. So, and you always just chill. Give yourself an opportunity to work towards something that puts you outside of your everyday.
Okay.
That's all I'm asking. You should go to the bar with me.
He is very different than you and I, where like he's just chill all the time.
It's like I've been pushing him for years. Just give it a try. I guarantee you'll be happy you did it. You only live once. None of us know when we're gonna die. We all sit here and do the same old thing. Then we get too old to do the things we wish we had done.
I can see us now halfway across the Atlantic. Like, I told you we shouldn't have gone to Dubai as the Boeing plane that we're on. Doors pop off. Man. Like, I told this nigga not
I to just watched that documentary. I don't know that I'll ever ride a Boeing again. Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't even want to tell you because you fly so much, but Boeing basically to give back. They spent 20 years just giving back to shareholders instead of investing in research, development, good product, people. Now it's catching up with them.
And who they make planes for?
Everybody.
There's two. There's Airbus and Boeing. And there's two airplane companies. And one of them is failing.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm flying Emirates. And that has nothing to do with us America. That is Dubai Airlines. And it's like a restaurant. I heard they have a 7-page menu.
Ooh.
And the back of the plane feel like first class. The front of the first class feel like heaven.
Is that one of those?
I've seen a video.
You lay down?
They got showers in some of them planes.
Oh, that's nice.
You can eat whenever you want to.
And guess what? The ticket is $13 from Chicago, and the ticket right now is only $1,300.
That's it?
Round trip from Chicago.
That's really cheap.
Because it's for next year. And you can't tell me you can't afford it. It's just a payment plan. It's going to be like 30 of us. And we're going to have a fucking bomb. And you should come.
I'll think about it.
You should too, Chris. You should give the kids to your mother-in-law
yeah.
and tell them that you're going to be gone for 6 days.
That's the thing is I would never take my kids to Dubai. We need a break from them. We're very tired. He's the cutest little thing, but he's 9 months old now. And he wakes up every day at 5 a.m. to play with dad. And he sits there and he goes, Dada! Dada! And starts smacking me. So we get up and play. And then he gets sleepy. And then I take him back in at 6:30 to his mom. Then he feeds and falls asleep. Meanwhile, I'm tired as fuck the rest of the day. But he didn't see me all day today because I had so many meetings. And he just was like so excited. He's crawling to me. It's just, he's just so sweet. So it's cute. But we are getting to the point where Reagan and I need a couples only vacation. You need to get to that point as parents where you're like,
I'm going to go to Dubai with us.
Yeah. I'll talk to her about it and we'll talk to you.
Yes, yeah, payment plan. So we're not going to next year. And I'm excited because I was going to go to Mexico to Nickelodeon. And then I said, you know what? I don't want to go to Nickelodeon. We just did Disney. So I want to go to Dubai. And the resort is so kids friendly that I ain't gonna probably never see them. They have something to keep them and everything.
Cool.
Yeah. So you gotta start living. For years, we always say we can't do. Well, even when I didn't have any money, I used to tell my, don't tell me what I can't do. I can do anything. Don't you say that. I can do anything.
Yeah.
You just gotta put it in your mind what you want.
No, I hear you. I could afford to go to Dubai if I wanted to.
I think he just
doesn't want to go.
He just travels.
I don't want to be on a plane for 14 hours.
Yeah.
But you know what, Dion? I went to Hawaii and it was 10 hours. I did not feel like it. And Emirates is way better than Delta, I heard. And I'm a million miles over at Delta. And you're not going to feel like you're on a plane. I don't think any of us going to feel like, honestly, you're going to feel like royalty with me.
Okay.
All right, well, think about it, Dion. Think about it.
I said I think about it.
Think about it. Just come on. Think about it.
I got lost in Dubai. I don't work here.
I'm not going to curse that whole week.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I started in the magical Negro. Fine.
You're not allowed to cuss in Dubai?
Not out loud, and you can't show no affections either.
But I'm not going. I slap my wife's butt. I'm not gonna tell me you can't slap my wife's butt.
You know, you can't. I can't say kiss my ass and get hit in an elevator. What's the point of going to Dubai?
we can cut this out. But are you doing the party this year?
No.
Okay. All right. I don't know if you want to talk about it, or do you want me to cut it out?
No, I'm not doing the party this year because I'm finishing up my house.
Okay. And
I would try really hard next year. It was a lot. One of the things I ran into at the end that pissed me off so bad was some niggers. And niggers don't mean just black people. I'm just saying niggers. They literally went back and asked for their money back. So I had to fight about 12 people to say, no, you purchase a ticket. Mm. You know how people buy shit and say they didn't do it?
Mm-hmm.
People bought raffle tickets to hope to win the free trip to Atlanta and did not. And since they, it was five, some people were asking for $5 back. I'm like,
what?
Guys, the money that I spent in the tickets did not cover the venue, the food, the breakfast, the podcast, paying y'all. I said, come, I actually lose only because I want us to feel like a family and to be a part of something. And I said, y'all literally, me and Miss Jenny was fighting so many people to try to keep them from taking my money back. After I had already spent that part, y'all saw that part was over $60,000.
Did they call the bank and put stop payment on it or something?
Yeah, they said that they didn't do the charge.
Oh my gosh, that's, come on. Did they, are these people that didn't show up? And
they came. We emailed some of them.
What was the word you used?
Fast niggers. They didn't win the raffle ticket, so they asked for their $5 back. And I'm like, guys, I try.
After a $5 raffle ticket.
I had about $3 $5 people come. I'm like, really, dude? After I spent all that money? I said, and I didn't even say, I even had everybody picked up from the designated hotel to make sure you were safe. And I said, that's how y'all treat me?
That is.
Nobody does that shit for their fans.
It is very classless of those people, but you can't ever forget the other dozens, hundreds of people that went that appreciated beyond words.
That's not why I'm not doing it. The reason why I'm not doing it is because really, I'm just trying to focus on getting in my house.
Yeah, I get it. Moving's very difficult.
And then I'm on tour, so it would just be really a bad time right now.
But yeah, you're straight. You gotta.
There's wisdom in saying yes because you get so many cool experiences, but at a certain point, you do have to say, "Look, this is just beyond my limits."
Yeah, so we're planning it for next year. We really are. We're planning it for next year. So I got you. Those are just some of the things that made me so mad. I'm like, $5, really?
That's so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
$5.
If you're the $5 person, can you message me and explain what you wanted the $5? But I just want to hear the explanation.
Stupid son of a bitch.
And I don't understand. If you're buying a raffle ticket, you only buy one. You should.
And the fake charge weren't the tickets only like $100?
It's definitely worth it too.
Yeah, these tickets were not $500.
I had so many fucking Top Chef. It was no cheap alcohol at that party. Everything was Top Chef. Motherfucking Don Julio, whatever that brown bottle look. I had about 60 of them bitches pouring it like water. Am I lying? Patron, where you go to a party? Like, I had somebody say, I ain't never been no party without it kind of looking before. You look boom phone.
Put it this way. To break even, you would have had to charge like $400 a ticket. So you gave everybody already a $300 coupon.
Yes. Yes. The food, the spread, the catering, the gift, the pillows, the rent of the furniture, the person who did it. The first year I did it. This year, you can tell I didn't do it. I hired somebody. She wasn't cheap. Yeah. She did an awesome job. Also, they said Jordan asked me too, you gonna do the party? I said, no, not this year, but I am. I'm gonna start in the summertime planning for next October.
Give yourself less time to plan so it costs you less money, please. Please. You plan for a year and a half, you will just plan more every month. You'll come up with a new idea. Just start, give yourself like a 9-month runway.
No, at 18. You got to find a thing.
Yeah, that's true. It took a long time to find that venue. That was a real pain in the butt just to find a place to host it.
Yeah, and then you got to come up with a theme, and then you got to get a people who's coming. Again, we all put our stuff on layaway, so buy the ticket. Then you got to buy the plane ticket. Then you got to get enough money for all the people. Everybody don't have a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
But everybody like to have a good time. So some people need to pay for their things in increments. So with that said, stay tuned because it's coming.
Could we do maybe, I'd love to host like an Indianapolis party where we just get together and have dinner. It's not, you don't have to do anything. We're just people who live near it. Maybe we get little groups of people in your town. We organize something like that.
I'm not coming to Indiana for Piccadilly.
You know you miss everybody here.
She wants them Portillo wieners.
Yeah, we could take Nikea to the Eagle. You rub that fried chicken grease on his face, just like he used to.
No, I'm not doing that. I would like to have a party.
Okay. I'm saying just the listeners. Maybe we could get listeners to hang out with each other somehow.
They do. They do it a lot. They come. I see them all the time teaming up.
That's cool.
Maybe we'll think about having it in a different state.
Yeah, Indiana. Awesome.
For me to have it in Indiana, I would have to bring the caterer up there. I would have to bring...
We have caterers here.
Chris, just leave it alone, man. Why you make her do this to you?
Because I want her to.
Don't you agree?
Yeah, don't get no caterers from up here.
With that said, make sure to put up the date. All and right. With that said, make sure y'all join me while I'm on tour because it's winding down. Austin, Texas, I need your help. I need you to go out and get tickets for April the 18th because I'm on my way. I will be at the Paramount Theater, okay? A part of the Moon Tower Comedy Festival. May 3rd, Netflix is a joke. Los Angeles, California, I will be at the Belesto. I said it right. Harris Casino, Atlantic City, New Jersey, May the 11th. Get your tickets now. Lexington, Kentucky, I'm on my way to Lexington Opera House, baby, May 17th. And then the next day, May 18th, I will be at the Joy Theater, New Orleans. Oh, I cannot wait to get to New Orleans. I'm a Falcon fan, but I like New Orleans. Tap Theater, May 31st, Cincinnati, Ohio. Columbus, Ohio, June 1st. The Comedy Zone, South Carolina, June 14th and 15th. So make sure you go to MissPatComedy.com, get your tickets. Austin, Texas, I'm on my way next week. I need you to get your fucking tickets. Let's show up and show out at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival. New Orleans, Cincinnati, Columbus. I need y'all to step up and get your fucking ticket because we're going to have a good ass time. And with that said, thank you for joining us on another episode of The Pat Down, and we ain't going no motherfucking way. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.